Good afternoon. It is Matt Skywatcher with WildCountry.fm. It is Monday. That means none other than Jerry Manor from SECOM Federal Credit Union is joining us. Jerry, thanks for joining us.
As always, it is my pleasure.
So it's always great to see you.
Well, thanks. It's good to be seen, actually.
So, Jerry, what are we chatting about today?
Actually, this is kind of an important subject, but it really ticks me off, to be honest with you.
Oh.
We're talking about fake charity scams.
Oh, me too.
Doesn't that
me
just
too.
Roast you? Scams in general tick me off, but this is the one that really gets to me. You know, so you want to make sure your donations count.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're deciding to make a donation, and I highly encourage people to donate to charities because it's important. They do mm-hmm. great work,
mm-hmm.
but you want to do some research before you give to a charity. So some things you can do to learn more about a charity and avoid donating to a scam. Well, if somebody calls and asks you to donate, be very careful. In fact, it's actually best for you to reach out to the charity.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody calls you and says they're from XYZ charity, and you really like that charity. Don't give through the phone.
No.
Go to yourself, yep. to the charity mm-hmm. itself, and give yourself. You know, scammers will always try to rush you into a decision. They use urgency to make you make a mistake. So you don't have time to research their claims or think it through. Now, you can't believe your caller ID.
No.
The technology is out there for the scammers to make it look like it's from local or from anywhere, or it'll even come up saying the charity that they're supposedly mm-hmm. with. So the technology is there. So don't believe it. You know, listen carefully to what they say and write it down and, you know, make sure you don't donate right away. You do the research. You know, somebody guarantees you'll win a prize or a contest if you donate. That's a scam, mm-hmm. guaranteed. Don't do it. Never click on links if somebody sends you an email looking for money, because links can have malware.
Yep.
And they can, you know, put that malware in your computer, steal your information. And again, you just don't want to do that. And that's ever for anything, not even for emails from charities, for any email.
For anything, yeah.
Don't click on links unless you're absolutely sure
mm-hmm.
it's legitimate. What about social media posts?
Oh.
So say you get one of your friends forwards. You know, we see that all the time.
Yeah.
You know, you see charity, you know, posts on social media, and it's forwarded by a friend. That doesn't mean it's legitimate.
No.
Because they don't know if it's legitimate. Again, don't do it through social media.
Mm-mm.
You know, you want to go to the charity itself, or if it's local, a lot of that happens, you know, those GoFundMe things.
Yeah.
Be very, very careful about that. Do the research first before giving out any money, because
absolutely.
It could very easily be a scam. Now, when you're ready to donate, really pay attention to the payment method. If they want cryptocurrency,
ooh.
If they want a wire transfer, if they want a payment app, if they want gift cards, red flag.
Oh, huge red flag.
Red flags
yes.
flying. Do not do it.
No.
It is a scam. Safest way to donate is by writing a check, you know, the old-fashioned way,
yeah.
what we used to do,
right.
or by using a credit card.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
and with a credit card, you have some protections too. So again, that's the best way to do it. But there comes a really caveat with that, is you have to check your statements afterwards. Yeah, to make sure that they didn't take too much,
mm-hmm.
or to make sure they didn't set you up for recurring payments,
mm-hmm.
which they will do at times.
Yep.
Also, one of their techniques is to tell you that, yeah, you gave last year, or, you know, you already signed up to give. So don't fall for any of that.
No.
Now, if you are taken advantage of, or if somebody tries to scam you, report it.
Mm-hmm.
Report it to the Federal Trade Commission at reportfraud.ftc.gov. Give them as much information as you can gather. You can also report it to the Attorney General's office here in New York. It's at charities.bureau@ag.ny.gov. And in Vermont, you can do it as well if you want to, in Vermont, to their Attorney General's office.
Oh, this is one that gets my dander up, because
yep.
I donate to a lot of charities locally.
Right. And that's the key. And that's what I always say. Yeah. Local charities need your help.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yes, if you're, you know, like what's the Danny Thomas Hospital there?
The Shriners?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great charity.
Yes.
But, you know, go to them,
mm-hmm.
not if somebody calls,
mm-hmm.
because you have no way of confirming it.
And I've got text messages, too, that say, you know, click this link, to make your donation again?
No.
Nope.
No. No. Never. Never click on links and texts either.
No. This is really good. I mean, these are good words of wisdom, Jerry.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
He is Jerry Manor from CECOM Federal Credit Union. Thanks, Jerry.
You're welcome.